welcome to Lenten Vespers. Amazing pity, grace unknown. Join us next Wednesday for our Lenten service on March 26th. We start Vespers on page 229. Please rise.
Oh Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Responsibly, whole verse by whole verse.
Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who's godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters, they shall for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you.
Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord.
Be glad in shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Office Passion account, Peter follows Jesus. Now Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus at a distance. The other disciple was known to the high priest and went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter was standing outside the door. So the other disciple, whom the high priest knew, went out and talked to the girl watching the door and brought Peter into the high priest's courtyard. The slaves and the temple guards who were standing around had lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had made a heap of burning coals because it was cold. As they sat together and were warming themselves, Peter was also standing. Then he sat with the temple guards, warming himself by the fire. He wanted to see how this would end. Then the high priest asked Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken publicly to the world. I have always taught in the synagogue or in the temple, where all the Jews gather. And I have not said anything in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he said this, one of the temple guards standing near Jesus slapped his face. "Is that how you answer the high priest?" he asked. Jesus answered him, "If I said anything wrong, tell us what was wrong. But if I told the truth, why do you hit me?" Annas sent him, still bound, to Caiaphas, the high priest. All the ruling priests, elders, and scribes had been called together. The ruling priests and the whole Jewish council tried to get some testimony against Jesus in order to kill him, but they could not find any. Although many came forward and gave false testimony against him, their statements did not agree. At last, two men came forward and gave this false testimony against him. "We heard him say, 'I can tear down God's temple and build it in 3 days. I will tear down this temple made by human hands, and in 3 days build another not made by human hands.'" But even on this point, their statements did not agree. Then the high priest stepped forward and asked Jesus, "Are you not going to reply to what these men are testifying against you?" But he was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Swear by the living God and tell us, are you the Christ, the Son of God, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," Jesus said. "But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has blasphemed. Why do we need any more witnesses? You just heard the blasphemy. What is your verdict?" Then they all condemned him. "He is guilty and deserves to die," they answered. Then some of them began to spit in his face. The men who were holding Jesus were making fun of him. They covered his face, struck him with their fists, and some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy, you Christ, and tell us who hit you." And they went on insulting him in many other ways. Even the temple guards took him and slapped him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Lent Responsory on page 231.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation. Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me.
Hymn 437.
Christ. Amen. Amazing pity, grace unknown. Was it for crimes that I had done, he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. Pity is considering someone else's plight and being concerned for them. Grace is showing undeserved love to someone else. Jesus has had pity upon you. Christ shows grace towards you. And so today we consider, as Peter follows Jesus into the courts, and as Jesus makes the good confession before Caiaphas, who he truly was, yet was slapped in the face and hit for that true confession. Jesus' amazing pity continued despite their opposition. Jesus has pity and grace even upon his enemies. Jesus has mercy and grace upon you. Amazing pity. The scene is dramatic. Simon Peter, though he has fled from the Garden of Gethsemane, in curiosity comes into the courts of Caiaphas. It's cold. The other disciple, John, the beloved one, is there and is known to the high priest. John has been given entrance into the courtyard, and so John brings Simon in. There's a place there in Jerusalem which they claim is Caiaphas' house. I've been there. You can walk in to this courtyard, and there's a prison down below. And because it's cold, the fire is burning. You have the high priest. You have the girl at the door. You have the slaves. You have the temple guards and all the Jewish leaders in the courtyard there with the fire and burning coals, rubbing their hands by the fire. And there stands Peter. Peter, who follows the Lord, follows and listens to John and comes into the temple courts, hears what exactly is going on. You could hear in the temple courts what was going on inside. And the high priest and all those who are accusing him for his teaching and his public speaking for what he had said from the Word of God. You know, Jesus was not being disrespectful, but actually showing pity for them. When the high priest asked him about his teaching, and Jesus says, "Here I am in this trial. I've been speaking openly to everyone. Ask everyone else who I've said. I'm not an insurrectionist. I'm not a spy. Ask anyone what I'm saying about the Word of God and the Word of the Father." And even though Jesus is speaking with pity towards those who are in the courtyard, what do? They slap him in the face. They slap the very Son of God in his face. Jesus' pity is shown for us. For we all have slapped Jesus in the face with our sins and the things that we've known we shouldn't have done, but we did them. We've gossiped, we've hated, we've lusted, we've spoken wrong words, we've cursed. But Jesus does not stop showing pity. He shows pity to these people by calmly speaking the truth. Even to the one who slapped him, he showed pity. Even to the one who was nailing him to the cross, he forgave. Amazing pity he showed to them. Amazing pity has shown to you all of your life. Praise be to Jesus for this amazing pity and mercy towards sinners. And then we know that he shows grace unknown. The world has never known grace like Christ. The dramatic scene continues. Now he comes before Caiaphas, the high priest. Now you have the ruling priests, the elders, the scribes, the council. Having slapped him, they say, he deserves to die. They mock him and they make fun of him. Why? In Jesus' grace, he confesses before Caiaphas that he indeed has come from the living God. He indeed is the Christ. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of the Blessed One, the Son of Man who will come from God's right hand, coming on the clouds of heaven. Never let an unbeliever tell you that Jesus never claimed to be the Christ. He did, and he does. When called upon to tell the truth, even though his hands were tied and he looked nothing like a king, he confesses, I am. I am the one who came and comes from the living God. I am the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, who sacrificed for the sins of the people. I am the Son of God in eternity. I am the Son of the Blessed One, who came and was conceived inside the Virgin Mary. I am the Son of Man, described in the book of Daniel, coming from the right hand of God, surrounded by the clouds, surrounded by the angels. And there he stands as a man who is bound and about to be crucified. This is unknown grace. No one expected that when the Christ came, this is how he would come. Rejected by men, pierced for our transgressions. A man of sorrows and a man of grief. But this is our comfort. When we know sorrow, when we know grief, when we know desperation and affliction, Christ is right there with us. This is the theology of the cross. We have a God who suffers with us, who bears our iniquities and sins to the very cross. This is a grace unknown. This is the grace that has now been made known that we now proclaim, especially during Lent, to all the world. Was it for crimes that I had done? Indeed it was. My sins, my transgressions. He groaned upon the tree? Yes, he did. He was crucified, pierced in hands and side and brow and in his feet. And upon the cross said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Amazing pity, grace unknown, mercy and undeserved love poured out upon us in holy baptism and in holy communion, a love beyond degree for you. Lent is all about amazing pity and grace. Jesus died for the world. You are in the world, so Jesus died for you. Justification by grace through faith. For you. Pity and mercy for you. Grace and undeserved love for you. This indeed is amazing pity and grace unknown. All praise to Christ Jesus, the crucified and risen Lord. Amen. May the peace of Christ sustain us always in his love and presence forever. Amen.
The Canticle on page 231, please rise.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul.
collect the offerings, please take the attendance pad on the end of the pew, fill them out, put in the basket as you exit the narthex. You may be seated. Kyrie, page 233, please rise.
Spirit, be with us all.
Amen.